okay, I'm headed south from New Paltz, from the Rib Festival, and it was kind of an interesting event. Basically, it's a stop on a circuit of competitive barbecue events that happen on weekends throughout the summer. And just people there just really into the culture of making barbecue and competing in it and compiling trophies. And those people were all great and sincere and into barbecue, and it was great hanging around with them. None of them were allowed to serve barbecue because they're not professionals. They don't have all their credentials and paperwork. So they were sort of sequestered in a corner of the grounds, and not too many people were going over and talking to them. I think I was one of the only ones. And I just had a great time talking to them. A couple of them gave me little bites of barbecue to try just for free, and they were really good. Really good. I mean, not always perfect, but always, you know, with just, you know, that certain something, that certain deliciousness, you know, that we all look for out of food. And just, they had lots of it. And then on the fairgrounds themselves were, you know, lots of people selling cell phone services and funnel cakes and all that usual stuff. And then three or four big, splashy barbecue venues, people who weren't competing but actually were selling it. And they mostly consisted of people who were champions in one form or another, and they've gone pro, and they're not competing anymore, and they've gotten all their certification, and they make 900 zillion tons of ribs at these events for the people who come in to try them. So it's basically a two-step event. It's people competing in queue, which is a very serious thing, and they're just a bunch of locals who want to come in and get some ribs, and there's these three or four vendors making them for them. And you know what? The vendors were just not good. Their barbecue was more or less authentic, but it just wasn't that good. It was just made quick and fast and sloppy. There was one Texas outfit. Their sauce tasted like applesauce, and all the meat tasted like it had been boiled in applesauce. It was just not good. And then there was a place that made pretty good ribs. I think they were from Virginia. And the ribs were good, but they tasted like they'd been fried, like they'd been made ahead and somehow rewarmed, you know, almost as if they were, you know, put in fry baskets. Just way too crunchy, way too dry. But good, you know, they tasted like ribs. I don't know. And then there was, an African-American outfit who owned a barbecue joint in Boston. And it was kind of interesting to taste. I mean, it was sort of inner city soul food ribs. It wasn't any kind of competitive barbecue ribs. There was no wood flavor. They did it fast and hot over charcoal briquettes, the kind you get in a supermarket. The meat was uneven and its smoky flavor. You know, some ends were tough, some ends were tender. But you know what? It tasted good. And so it wasn't real cute, but it tasted good. But other than that, it was pretty disappointing to go to the venues where the visitors were directed to go. And that just brings up one of the major tenets of chow hounding, misdirection. Never follow the misdirection. Never eat where they tell you to eat. You know, anytime you see a big shiny spotlight, go the other way. It's really important to be iconoclastic in your eating, because otherwise you just end up with these big sloppy guys who really don't care about their barbecue. So you go to the other end, the other corner of the campground, and you find the sincere guys. And it's just a microcosm of the world at large. You've got to find the people who are cooking from heart and soul and who really care about what they're doing and who take pride in what they're doing and aren't just there to rake in money. And if you do that, life becomes a giddy adventure because everything's so delicious. Any rate, I'm headed down the New York State Thruway right now, and I'm going to Mendham, New Jersey, to this weird, weird restaurant that I've been hearing about for years and been wanting to go check out. Finally going to go try it. Apparently, it's some crazy local neighborhood Italian that's insanely expensive. They file you downstairs to a basement that's like a 1967 rec room with paneling, where you drink horrendously overpriced drinks forever and ever and ever until they shout your name and you come up the steps and are allowed to eat. And there's all these other rituals involved. My cousins, Bobby and Cindy, are going to give the full drill. They live down the block from the place. So I can't wait. This is going to be a really weird dinner. I don't know how hungry I am after all this barbecue and stuff, but I'll go have a few bites and check it out. I love a crazy scene. We'll see if the food's any good. So talk to you a little later.